Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
Plan on getting the victory. Plan on getting the victory. Plan on it. Think about it. Strategize about it. Organize for it. Don't plan to be broke. Don't plan to be sick. Don't plan to be down. Don't plan to be out. Start making plans like an overcomer. But in order to go to the next level, you got to be able to work with some folk that ain't telling you the truth, not really with you for the right reasons. But God sent them for his own divine purpose, and God has a strategy that he's going to use them, and God is going to get the glory out of this. I said, God is going to get the glory out of this. I said, God is going to get the glory out of this. I said, God is going to get the glory out of this. Anybody can praise him when they get a new car. Anybody can praise him when they got a new job. Anybody can praise him when everybody loves you. But you have to be a believer to praise God when all hell is breaking loose, because you know you're on your way to a breakthrough. Are there any believers in the house? I'm just talking to you. Let me show you something. I want you to go to Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10, verse 29. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're on the verge of something. 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 You're on the verge. I don't know who I'm preaching to. I don't know who I'm preaching for, but you're on the verge of something. I don't know who God been talking to me about. Maybe it's you watching online, but you're on the verge of something. Something's about to break forth in your life. I know it's been tough. I know it's been hard. I know you had to cry sometimes. I know you can't see your way clear. I know it's uncomfortable, but you're on the verge of something. You're on the verge of something. Somebody help me shout. I feel glory in this place. Now, in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10, verse 29, here you hear the words of Jesus. And Jesus says, put them up on the screen. Truly I tell you, Jesus replied, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much, not when we get to heaven, in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. You're going to get all of it. Whatever you lack, whatever you lost, whatever you gave back, God said you're going to get 100 times. Do the math. Do the math. Do the math. Write up a list of everything you love, everything you lost, everything you gave back, everything the enemy stole. Write it all down on a list and multiply times 100, and then give God a shout on the level of your expectation. Come on, somebody. On the level of your expectation. This scripture is important that you know this scripture. It's important that you understand this scripture, because Jesus is so specific that he said, nothing that you gave up for me, nothing that you lost, nothing that you gave up for me and the gospel's sake, will I not give it back to you 100 times more. This is what I like, because it was all right for Christians to believe we were going to get it when we got to heaven. Anybody, any other religion can be rich but us. I'm going to tell y'all, any other religion can be rich but us. If it's the Jews, they're supposed to be rich. If it's the Muslims, they're supposed to have oil. Any other religion can be rich but us. But the world wants the church to be broke. But Jesus said, whatever you lost, I will give it back to you 100 times in this present age. He ain't talking about heaven. He's not talking about streets of gold. He's not talking about pearly gates. He's talking about right now in this present age. Oh, God, they don't hear me. Slap somebody and say, I'm not supposed to lose. You may see me get in trouble for a minute, but when I come out, do the math. I say, when I come out, do the math. I say, when I come out, do the math. The next time the devil tells you he got you in a stronghold and that you ain't gonna never get up and you're never gonna get it back and you're never gonna get on your feet and you're never gonna have anybody and you're never gonna prosper, look the devil right in the face and say, devil, do the math. I wish I had 100 people that would praise him for 100 times more. Let me go a little bit deeper. Can I go a little bit deeper? My God, something's about to happen in here. 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 Something's about to happen. I've seen it in my own life. I remember when they possessed my car. They repossessed my car. I remember when they drove it out of the driveway. I remember the tears I had hid from my wife as I looked out the window and they were taking our car down the road. I remember how embarrassed I was to have to catch the bus. I remember us selling pop bottles to get the money to get the bus fare to go uptown. Devil, do the math. Everything the enemy stole from you, God will. Oh, y'all won't help me. Y'all won't help me. I'm talking to somebody. I don't even know who it is. So Jesus says, no man that gives up houses or land, brothers or sisters, will he not get it back 100-fold in this life? Wait a minute. Along with persecution. Along with persecution. Now, along with persecution. It's important that you read that. Because Jesus said, I'm going to bless you, but you're going to be persecuted all at the same time. If you can deal with the persecution, if you're not afraid of a fight, if you're willing to roll up your sleeves and say, you want some of this? God said, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Who am I talking to in this place? The reason I wanted to share this scripture with you is that some people run into persecution and they use persecution as a point of discouragement. They say, if God wanted me to have it, I wouldn't be going through this trouble. Maybe this is not for me. Persecution is a deterrent, but Jesus says, I'm going to give you 100-fold with persecution. So I'm cool with it. You got to become comfortable with the fact that persecution is going to come. Persecution, you're going to have haters. You just got to be good with it. You got to accept it. You got to say that goes along with it. If I'm going to be blessed on this level, I know I'm going to be hated on this level. I know that new levels are going to bring new devils. I'm good with it because I'm not going to give up my blessing just so you will like me. Your love is too expensive. I cannot afford to go back into the wilderness so that you talk good about me. Hate me. Hate me. Say what you want to say. They hated Jesus. It will come with persecution. And then he says, and in the world to come, eternal life. So what that means, yeah, baby. Yeah, you heard what I was saying. I'm saying all of this and heaven too. I'm saying all of this and heaven too. Don't tell me to wait on heaven, because Jesus said he was going to do it in this life. You're not going to die till you see it. I don't think they heard me. I'm going to try it on you. You're not going to die till you see it. I'm going to try y'all. You're not going to die till you see it. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the report said. I don't care how feeble you are. You're not going to die till you see it, because the Bible said 100-fold in this present age.
What is GPS partnership?
Coming into agreement with God's word.
Reaching out to people in need.
Showing them that God cares.
Personal commitment and keeping my word.
Being a part of something bigger than me.
My GPS partnership means that when Bishop Jakes ministers
anywhere in the world, I'm there too.
I'm there too.
I have a unique compassion to reach all people of all races and all colors and all kinds with the love of Jesus Christ. But without your partnership, my vision dies in my heart. It is when I touch you that it is birthed around the world.
When GPS partners make the decision to bless others, heal the hurting, and help save the lost, they open themselves up to God, and He blesses them in ways they never could have imagined. Join TD Jakes' global partner system or increase your partnership level today. GPS, we are changing lives together. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Now, you must understand, all of this with persecution, Joshua, I'm going to give it to you. Nobody will be able to withstand you all the days of your life, but it's going to come with persecution. Five kings have come against him. Okay? They have entered into a partnership. They have come into an alliance and an agreement to attack him. Now, you have to understand this. When you are really blessed, people will come together to fight you who don't even like each other. The king of Jerusalem and the king of Hebron and the king of Eglon, none of these guys even liked each other. But when they heard that the Gibeonites had joined up with the children of Israel, they came together to fight them. Your haters are afraid of you. They don't hate you, they're afraid of you. They're afraid of you. Nobody gets that kind of heavy artillery if they're not afraid of you. The way you have been up under attack is not normal. When you get attacked on that level, the enemy is afraid of you. Now, there's no need in him being afraid and me being afraid too. Where are my boys at? Holler at me a minute. There is no need in both of us being afraid. That's why God talks to Joshua more about his attitude than he does his altitude. Be strong and very courageous. Don't you be scared. I'm going to let them be scared. Another thing I want you to see. When you read the text, it says they came down from the hill to fight them. Did you notice that? What fool? Gives up the strategic advantage of being up on the hill and comes down to fight you. They're giving up the territory you're getting ready to take. What I'm trying to tell you is that they came down so that you could go up. So they came down to fight them. They came down to fight them. And they came because of the Gibeonites. They came down because of the Gibeonites. So the Gibeonites called Joshua, reached out to him, got on the cell phone, sent him a text. Said, we about to get beat to death. This is going to be a beat down. We're going to be destroyed. Come help us. Joshua says, God, shall I go? God says to Joshua, none of them will be able to withstand you. Not one of them. Not one of them. Not one of them will be able to withstand you. Not one of them. You know that list you got? God said, not one of them. Lord, I got this going wrong. I got that going wrong. I got this going wrong. And then if I don't get this by this, this is going to go wrong. And that's going wrong. And this go wrong. And it's wrong time in my life and wrong age. And I went through this and I went through that. God said, not one of them will be able to withstand you. So Joshua got there so quick that he shocked them.
Yeah. Yeah. Say that again.
Joshua got there so quick that he shocked them. He marched all night to show up in the morning. God's gonna do a quick work. I don't know who this is for, but I'm preaching to somebody right now. God's gonna do a quick work. The enemy underestimated you. He thinks it's gonna take longer than it's gonna take. God's gonna do a quick work. I wish I knew who I was preaching to. God is going to do a quick work. This is overnight. This is overnight. Things are going to shift. Things are going to shift overnight. Things are going to shift overnight. I wish I had somebody to holler for me. Just a slap somebody and say, the fight is on. 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 I got a word from God. The fight is on. Nothing will be able to withstand me. The fight is on. Not one of them, not one of them, not one of them in the balcony. Not one of them, not one of them, not one, not one, not one. Do you hear me? Not one, not one, not one, not one of them. And these coalitions, they come from different places, but they're all after you. God says not one of them will be able to withstand you. Not one of them. Now, you know, we're used to getting victory in a couple of areas. God said not one of them. Whoever this word is for, God said not one of them. Whatever inconvenience you're going through right now, the Lord said, multiply it times 100. Do the math. Whatever you're going through right now, he says a 100-fold return is coming in your life. And don't be distracted by those enemies, because your blessing is going to come with persecution. But not one of them will be able to withstand you all the days of your life. I'm talking to somebody. Somebody's hearing what I'm saying to you. Not one of them, not one of them, not one, not one of them, not one of them, not one of them. Plan on getting the victory. Plan on getting the victory. Plan on getting the victory. Plan on it. Think about it. Strategize about it. Organize for it. Don't plan to be broke. Don't plan to be sick. Don't plan to be down. Don't plan to be out. Start making plans like an overcomer. Slap somebody and say, not one of them. Oh, sit down. Sorry, I didn't mean to get excited. Okay. So I talked to you about the politics. The politics is all the maneuvering that happens when you're on your way up. The people coming and going in and out of your life because you're on your way up. Associations with people who are not as sincere as you would like them to be. But you got to be able to work with them, because God's going to use them strategically for his own divine purpose. So you got to be able to work with some Gibeonites. You can't just work with Israelites. You got to be able to work with some foreign people and some strange people. You got to be able to know that they have a hidden agenda and still be able to use. See, I'm going to keep breaking it down till you get it. If you can only work with people that are pure, you will limit your kingdom. You got to be able to work with people that have an agenda, but you got to control that agenda and make them serve your vision. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Come on, because you're going to the next level. When you was on the first level, you could only work with the children of Israel. But in order to go to the next level, you got to be able to work with some folk that ain't telling you the truth, not really with you for the right reasons. But God sent them for his own divine purpose, and God has a strategy that he's going to use them, and God is going to get the glory out of this. I said, God is going to get the glory out of this. I said, God is going to get the glory out of this. I said, God is going to get the glory out of this. Can I go just a little bit deeper? Most Christians think so shallow. If they see me working with somebody, or they see me post a happy birthday to somebody and they're not a Christian, they flip out. Now, they work with people that's not Christian. They got people in their family that's not Christian. But they think that I should only work with people who share my values. God will use anybody to bless you. You can't be number one. You can't influence people you don't talk to. That's number one. Number two, God will use anybody to bless you. God fed Elijah through the mouth of a raven. Some of your blessing is in the hands of the Gibeonites. The Bible already told you it was a great city. Now God has made the great city serve you. If your mind is big enough to handle that God is going to use somebody who's not just perfect, does have an agenda, but God is going to make them work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. I'm going to say that those of you who are able to receive it, receive it. Those of you who can't receive it, stay where you are. That's okay. That's fine. We're not going to fight about it. But I am telling you, if you're going to the next level of life, you have to be prepared to work with people where you agree on what you're trying to get done, but you might not agree about everything else. If you understand that, clap your hands. God is getting ready to take you where you've never gone before so that you can do what you've never done before.
You are ripe for a miracle. In this powerful message, Bishop T.D. Jakes challenges you to follow God to the next level in what he's called you to do. Today, for your gift of any amount, you will receive Ripe for a Miracle on CD or on MP3 in Canada, and a set of 10 blessing cards with scriptures and prayers to encourage and strengthen you.
It takes courage to grow. It takes courage to go where you've never gone before.
In addition to Ripe for a Miracle and the blessing cards, for your gift of $75 or more, you will also receive a decorative wall cross. And for your gift of $150 or more, you will also receive the 3-book Ultimate Bible Study Set. These books are full of wisdom and insight to help you dig deeper in God's Word. Don't wait. Now is your chance. Call or go online today.
You never seen it before. You never touched it before. But you're ripe for a miracle. I'm on a plane. I can't fly a plane. And as long as the pilot don't come out of that door white as a sheet, I'm good. But the day the pilot comes out the door and says, oh, my God, we got a problem. I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm worried about it. As a driver, as a leader, you can't vent on your children. You have to be steadfast, because when you are not steadfast, you represent their whole world. So this is a great opportunity to teach them about life, that things come out of nowhere, to teach your children a lot of life lessons and how to be happy in confinement. So you begin to teach the children, this is a trial of our faith. And this is a season that we're going through right now, and we're going to lean and trust God to take us through those circumstances and to bring us out safely.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dungeon.